This is Eric, and you're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How we doing, Big JD?
Not doing too bad today.
That's good.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Skating back in the station and...
Yeah. It's nice being here at C-Jam.
C-Jam, I like to say. That should have been the new slogan. C-Jam.
What slogan is that?
Well, the new slogan for the station.
Yeah.
Redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
Very good. Yeah, it's good to be here on C-Jam.
And the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. It's so noisy at the fair, but all your friends are there. And the candy floss you had, and your mother and your dad. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain, with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. There's a girl just down the aisle, oh, turn and see her smile. You can hear the words she wrote as you read a hidden note. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain, with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. Underneath the stairs, and you're giving back some glares to the people who you met, and it's your first cigarette. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain, with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. Now you say you're leaving home 'cause you want to be alone. Ain't it funny how you feel when you're finding out it's real? Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the barkers and the colored balloons. Can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the barkers and the colored balloons. Can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon.
Mr. Neil Young.
Sugar Mountain.
CanCon.
Yes.
Sugar Mountain, yeah. And why did we choose a song that has the word sugar in it? Well, that's part of what our show is about today.
A lot of the stuff we're going to talk about today has sugar in it.
That's right.
Because when you're a kid, you want to have sugar.
That's right.
On your cereal, in your candy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What's the topic on the Jabbercast today?
The topic on the Jabbercast today, which we can label this show as the Nostalgia Cast, wow. And the show entitled The When We Were Kids Show.
Oh.
How do you like that? Nostalgic candy, nostalgic toys and games, nostalgic food.
So this is going to take you right from the point where you were born up till like yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was born yesterday, so.
I was born.
There's not much I remember about any nostalgicism. If I can say that on radio.
I was born yesterday, baby, but not at night.
But not at night?
Yeah. That's a song.
Is that something?
Yeah, that's something, yeah. Okay, where do you want to start with the When I Was a Kid show?
When I was a kid. Remember when you were a kid?
I remember fondly.
Faygo. Wasn't that part of the song? Remember when you were a kid?
Ooh,
or is that Coke? I can't remember now. Is it Coke or Faygo? Remember when you were a kid and part of you still is? That's why we drink Faygo.
That's Faygo, yeah.
That's right.
There was a really good Coke tune, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to teach like the world to teach this.
You, yeah, and I sent away for the 45, if that's not nostalgic.
We had the 45.
Yeah, I sent away for that from Coke.
We did
somehow
too.
Got that like that.
Yeah, it was like a cheap thing, too, if I recall. It wasn't like
I think it was a thin vinyl.
One side, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, square.
I think Seriously. You're mistaken there.
Yeah, well, no. Period. No. Oh, my God, period. Actually, I something else nostalgic, and it doesn't fall into the candy thing if that's where we're going to start. Obviously, we didn't, but was the Mad Magazine?
Yes.
You know, sort of a nostalgic thing.
Sure.
I don't even know if it exists anymore.
Sure, of course it does.
Does it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'd be mad if it didn't. They had I don't know what speed it was, maybe 33 and a half, but it was a small record like that you could send away for.
It was a 45.
Or something, or it came in one of the things, yeah, but it was square. That's what I was wanting to get at, was it was a square piece of vinyl, but there was a round part in it, obviously, and it played the record, but it was actually square.
Oh, I thought you had to.
You know what I mean? I think that's what the Coke thing was like. I don't know if it was round, was it?
Oh, I'm not. I don't
I think it came
that.
Out the same time as the square bottles.
I was going to say that. I never heard of a square record like it would go.
You did say.
Down one side, down the other side, go up the other side.
No, nothing like that. You'd have to have that square record player for that. Yeah. And that was the quadraphonic record player. Talk about nostalgia. Taking me right back to the. Yeah, four different things out of four speakers, and there was only one album that ever came out that was quadraphonic, I think, and I had it. The Best of the Doors was a quadraphonic thing, and I think it was called The Doors' Greatest Hits or The Best of the Doors which was never released on any CD or anything. It was like a different thing that came out when Quadrophonia was available.
Quadrophonia.
And it was a Doors thing, and it was quadraphonic, but I never had quadraphonic thing to play it on, but it was quadraphonic, so I don't know.
What about the Who's Quadrophenia? That wasn't in quad?
Well, that might have been, yeah, sure. Why? What else would they call it Quadrophonia?
I'm not sure. That was kind of an old album.
What for?
Because I remember we used to jam at Clarence Yearley's house. Some old pervert guy.
Clarence Yearley.
Yeah, he used to take us to Sunday school on Sunday. My parents weren't too hip on it because I was going to church still. I asked my parents, can this Clarence Yearley guy take us to Sunday school? It was a kind of a evangelist Baptist kind of thing. My parents were like, oh, yeah, try new things, whatever. It's good for you. And he used to have this jamming place. It had everything, lap steel.
What was he jamming?
And he had one of these Quadrophonia systems or quadraphonic systems. Okay, yeah.
Quadrophonia system. And what was he playing on it? Actual quadraphonic albums?
He had...
Great tracks or something?
No, they were...
Oh, no, that would be Octophonia.
Octophonia, yeah.
Octophonic stereo system.
No, there was symphony stuff and other genres of music that
symphonic, nice.
That I didn't really enjoy.
All the record albums used to say that on them, symphonic.
At one point it did, yeah.
Big symphonic sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rock album sounds like a big symphony.
Sure. Coming right
out of the new thing.
Coming right out of those four speakers.
Oh, yeah. So back to some nostalgia.
Sorry.
Well, that was all nostalgic, really. But I mean, I think we were going to start with some nostalgic candy.
He was a pervert, by the way. That was the whole thing I was going to get to.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. He was bad.
We're back on the perverse.
He wanted to hang out with kids. That was his thing.
Yeah?
Yeah. We kind of caught on to that. We said, woo, stay away, dude.
Good thing. Could have ruined you forever.
We're too smart for that guy.
You'd have never got married to Tom. No. Nostalgic candy.
Yes.
Anything come to mind?
You know what comes to mind is those little ice cream cones with the sugar in them.
Oh, yeah. I still see those around occasionally, but that's a nostalgic thing.
Yeah.
And when you mention that, what comes to mind to me are the ones with the hard honey in them, like a syrup thing.
Yeah, I don't know if I remember seeing those.
Ooh. Could I go for some of those right now? I see them all the time at like Zeller's or Dollarama or somewhere. You can still get those.
Oh.
And I think they still basically taste the same. Sure. Little ice cream thing with a hard thickness of hard like honey, and then inside was like a softer honey syrup type thing through the bottom part.
You're making me
small
drool.
Cones.
You know, another thing is
you're thinking about Clarence Yearley. Yeah.
I hope he's not still alive. He was old then. I
doubt
it.
He's listening to the show.
I doubt it.
Next week, our special guest Clarence Clearly on 91.5 FM redefining radio
in Windsor and Detroit.
That's right. We were talking about the cones.
Sponge.
Oh. Not those coconut ones.
No.
Don't even mention those. I don't like coconut very much.
I don't like coconut very much either. But the sponge, not taffy, sponge.
Oh, yeah. Sponge toffee.
Was that
sponge,
what it was? It really stuck to your teeth.
Oh, those are really bad. Pull your
fillings out.
Fillings right out, yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
Speaking of nostalgia, remember the old fillings that were the silver? Now they make them white.
Speaking of nostalgia,
I have white teeth now. They changed them all. But seriously, they used to be like metal white or silver metal fillings.
Silver, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When I was a kid.
And before that, they were.
Before that?
Yeah, they were gold.
Oh, they just jammed anything in there. Old socks, whatever. Filled them up. Before that, they pulled the teeth.
Didn't they have gold? Gold fillings? Like back in the.
Oh, maybe. But what happened for kids? Kids had gold fillings way back then? I mean, you couldn't even afford a gold filling if that's all they had anyway. I don't see. They must have used something else. Gold they've had all along. That's the bling. That's gold. What you want now is the gold.
Oh, yeah. And there's kids now who do get.
Gold teethus.
Gold teeth, yeah.
Teeth.
Teeps.
Yeah. How about, there probably are some other cone things. No, I guess those were the main thing. I'm thinking for some reason there was a third cone, but not sure about that.
There was the cone heads.
Yeah. That was back in the day, too, kind of.
That was back in the day.
Saturday Night Live? Or, yeah.
What did you say? Oh, nothing, I'm on drugs. Oh, nothing, I'm on drugs.
What did you say?
Oh, nothing, I'm on drugs.
And I'm on CGM 91.5 FM.
How about the powder things like Lick'em Stick, Lick'em-ix, Pixie Sticks? You remember those? Yeah. Pixie Stick was like the straw, but then they had that real long one. Do you remember that? Oh, real yeah. Long plastic, harder plastic straw thing full of powder.
Sugar.
That hurt the nose.
That hurt the nose. You tried to sniff it up your nose, did you?
Well, I get that from watching my big brother. I don't know. That's what I tried.
You don't have a big brother.
No, I'm just playing around. But those were the powder things, and they had some of the penny type things. Actually, Gobstoppers, but they were a little more like they were a 5 cent thing or something, weren't they? Gobstopper. Or they had the mini ones, maybe, that were penny ones.
Yep.
Then they had the big Gobstoppers. The ones real big one that lasted forever.
That you could barely fit in your mouth.
Yeah. And it's kind of stick to your pocket. You saved it for another
sure,
day.
Sure, that was same thing with the Lick'em Stick.
Lick'em Stick?
The stick.
Oh, the stick that came, yeah.
I don't. The good stuff in the, would be gone, and you'd still be left with some stick.
I usually ate the stick and didn't worry too much about the powder, because the stick really tasted good, and it was kind of similar. It was a little bit sweeter. Was it a sweeter or sour? A little bit different tasting thing than the necklaces and the charm bracelet things. Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
And some of them, they even had a ring like that. But they were tasty.
Oh, yeah. And you'd see kids lick, or yourself licking your skin, you know, because you're all sticky.
All over you. Especially if you were wearing it. Sometimes you wear it, and then you'd bring it up to your mouth and chew some of it, and then let it go, and just make a mess of you.
Yeah.
Sticky in the morning. With Big JD Lippo.
Sticky in the morning. You'd have all these colors on your neck and
yeah.
Wipe that sugar off your neck, son.
How about Black Bart gum? You remember that? A black licorice type gum? It was tasty.
I
never cared much for licorice, though.
No, I don't.
You don't remember Black Bart maybe I'm thinking of something else. I think it was Black Bart something. Was that the pipe, maybe? Licorice pipe
that I didn't like.
With a little bit of red balls on the
tobacco.
But I'm thinking of black cat gum, maybe.
Okay.
Is this are we rolling?
Yeah, we're rolling.
It's just black cat gum.
Black
is
cat.
That it?
Yeah, black cat.
And it was like a one square but a double thing, kind of like the bazooka was.
Right.
Probably the same.
You could bust manufacturer. It in half, is what you're saying. That's what the line in the middle is
yeah,
for.
Yeah, the bazooka you could break in half too, I guess, but it wasn't. I don't know how. I don't know if I ever broke them in half.
Well, yeah, you don't eat the whole thing at once.
Like a popsicle. Popsicles are cool, man. Still.
They're cool, yeah.
Banana popsicles.
That's why I keep them in the
freezer. Favorite's the chocolate one, though. Oh, you got the popsicles in the fridge and you don't bring them out?
No, I should have something out here.
Nah, I'm good. We got tea. I got green tea here.
Awesome.
I'm a green tea freak.
And another kind of freak, but we won't talk about that on the air.
Yeah, that's from spending too much time with Clarence Corbin when I was a kid. Chocolate bars. Charleston Chew. You remember that thing? And the marathon bar, them real long bars.
Yeah.
It seemed like you were getting more for your money some big thing, but yet
marathon.
It was had holes all in it, like, you know, that was crisscrossed or something. Yeah. So when you pack it all down, it was probably smaller than a regular one, but
probably.
Cool though.
Yeah.
Chewy. Charleston Chew.
Chew. And what was the other one I really liked was the $100,000 bar.
Yeah, see, I can't really remember that. And there was a Payday. I don't really remember. I used to like eat more.
You don't look like you used to eat more.
No, but I used to eat more chocolate bar.
Oh, I see.
This show brought to you by the Eat More Chocolate Bar
Company.
Nestle. Nestles. That's what I thought it was. Nestles. Nestles chocolate milk.
Nestle's.
Actually, here's a little bit of nostalgia for you. Coco chocolate milk. Bosco. And it was a brand name.
Okay.
I just found that out recently because I remember Bosco because my aunt and uncle and my cousins, they used to have Bosco. When I'd go there, they'd have chocolate milk. But it was Bosco. You go on Bosco? And I'm like, yeah, I want Bosco chocolate milk. And they'd mix it up. And did a search on the net recently for Bosco and could never find anything. And my cousin sent me a link. You can actually, Bosco's available in a few states in the U.S. and a couple countries overseas. But you can order it from them.
Yeah.
That's what all the fighting's about. It's about Bosco.
Bosco.
They don't tell you that, but right. You find that out on your own. You can order Bosco. And it's like a syrup mix.
Oh,
it's
a syrup.
I think then it was a powder.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's still available in powder. I think it's the syrup now, but I think there's a couple of Bosco products. And anyway, it's like Bosco.com or something like that for all you chocolate lovers.
And how do you spell Bosco?
B-O-S-C-O. I think that's it.
Okay.
It might be an A on the end, like Cocoa. You know, isn't Cocoa spelt with a A on the end?
Yes, it is.
Unless you're talking about a programming language, then it's just plain Cocoa with two K's. What? Oh, no, wait, that's the dancer I met. Never mind.
There's a bar downtown called Cocoa Pelly's.
There you go. And that's downtown Windsor.
Home of C-Jam.
Wonderful Windsor, Ontario.
Yes.
Well, we were on the chocolate bar thing, but I wanted to mention another gum, Gold Rush gum. Do you remember that? It came in the little sachet, little sack.
You're getting me excited.
This show isn't about Clarence McCarty. It's about the little sack of gum. Oh,
Gold Rush gum.
Yeah, and it came in, I think, purple and yellow.
Yep. Well, I wonder what's up with the purple. Why'd they go purple? I think
that was later, unless I'm thinking of Thrills. You remember Thrills gum?
Ugh, I hated that.
Soap.
Yeah, it was crappy.
That was like, I still like that. And I've seen in you some of the little like things thrills? Where you can turn and get thrills out of the little machine thing.
You go
People
right
don't know it. What that is anymore, though. Oh, yeah, I go right for it. I dive on that like a football player.
Ah!
Penny candy was always cool. I mentioned a little bit about penny candy, but there was a lot of neat penny candies. And there was the green leaves and the little strawberry things. And those were always penny candies. And then they went up to 2 cents. And then it was like 3 for $5. And
yeah. And the Gold Rush was a little bit more, too, I think. The Gold Rush gum?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, it was a little on the. I mean, it was like. I kind of remember it as maybe being like 35 cents or something for the little bag of gum. But
so you still have no explanation why they went purple eventually. Is there another gem they were thinking it might have been?
Yeah, I really don't know why they would have went purple. Trying to compete with Thrills. Thrills was purple.
Compete with Thrills.
Didn't you think at one time that Thrills was a different color or no? You know Thrills was purple, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
No. For some reason, I thought you at some point in time thought that Thrills was another color.
No.
Hmm.
Crappiest gum there ever was.
I love it.
The flavor like lasted a minute.
Yeah, and it was a weird soapy taste.
And it was a crappy taste.
And it still is. We're going to go for a ride in our cars.
Let's go.
And there you have Candy-O by The Cars.
Title track from the Candy-O CD.
Of course, that fits right along with our theme.
Yes, it does.
Today, doesn't it? How about grab bags? Remember grab bags?
Keep your hands off me, brother. Grab bags. What are you talking about?
grab bags. You go into the variety store and buy a grab bag for, you know, 25 cents and you get a whole bunch of junk in it.
Oh, the bags they used to pre-make
Little brown bag, yeah. Yeah. They're kind of neat.
Yeah, they were.
We used to buy them once in a while.
Once in a while.
Until you kind of know what's in them, know what to expect, and kind of didn't want it anymore, maybe.
Right.
Can you do that on radio? 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 Can you do that on radio?
That's, you're supposed to push the button there.
Oh, okay.
Here, let me mark that. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's and that's candy, but what about food? You mentioned the Bosco thing. It's not really candy, I guess, but there's must have been some nostalgic food that you like when you were a kid. I mean, I think Kraft Dinner is kind of a nostalgic thing. I mean, it's still available, but it was, you know, when I think about my kidhood.
Sure.
Because I don't eat Kraft Dinner anymore.
No, but if you had kids?
I like it. It's still, I think it's awesome. I had it once on a Sunday. My cheat day's Sunday, so I have whatever, and I had it once on a Sunday because I just don't eat the cheesy thing, you know what I mean? But
right.
I like Kraft Dinner's cool. And I remember a lot of times as I was growing up, there'd be a lot of packages of the Kraft Dinner without the cheese thing in it because we'd use two of them and make it extra cheesy. Ooh. Then we'd have a thing of just stuff, or we'd make it maybe and put the tomato sauce in, spaghetti sauce right. instead because we didn't have any cheese left.
Used to steal the cheese out of the boxes. Ooh,
speaking of cheese. Okay. Should have hit the button. 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 Should have hit the button.
There's the button now.
Yeah, let's take this call.
Here we go.
Here we go. Are we rolling?
Yes, we're rolling.
Okay, we couldn't take that call. It was a great call. You guys are effing awesome. I love you effing guys. I listen to you effing guys all the time. But, you know, we couldn't handle all the swearing here on the air, so we couldn't actually air that dude. Very cool, though. Thanks, bud. Appreciate that.
Yes.
Where were we? Is what I'd like to know.
We were in nostalgic food. You were talking about macaroni and cheese, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, that's right. Macaroni and cheese. Any other nostalgic foods that you can think of that you had? How about like wagon wheels? They're tasty ones. That almost goes as, you know, it's in the snack department.
Is it?
Snack department.
You sound like some lady at a grocery store.
Yeah.
You can find the wagon wheels in the
snack department.
There you go. There is a department of snacks.
Yeah. Far as I was concerned, that's all I cared about was the snack department and the cereal department, we'll get into. But wagon wheels was a good thing. Twinkies, of course.
Of course, the wagon wheels, they shrank.
Yeah.
Are you old enough to know that they shrank?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm old enough to know that. I don't know if they even have them right now, do they?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. How about the Joe Louis?
We hide them in our house.
Oh, yeah?
Our kids would devour the box.
You have a hidden snack department.
Yes, we do. Joe Louis.
Is that what it is? Joe Louis? Or Joe Louis?
Joe Louis.
Was it named after the boxer? I am just a poor boy, though my story's seldom told. Is one of them guys Canadian?
Simon or Garfunkel?
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't be Simon, I don't think.
Was that the name of the group? Simon or Garfunkel? He never knew who he was.
No.
Is he Simon or Garfunkel?
It's Paul Simon, Art Garfunkel.
Yeah, isn't he Canadian, Paul Simon? I think he is actually Canadian.
All right.
There's some CanCon right there for you. Yeah. 91.5. Serving Windsor and Detroit.
No, redefining radio.
Redefining radio in Windsor, Detroit.
There you go.
The Nostalgia Cast. Actually, you're listening to The Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. And of course, you can visit our website, www.thejabbercast.com. And as well, you can email us at
hearmeout@thejabbercast.com.
That's right. If you have a topic that you'd like us to discuss, feel free to
email us and let us know what it is. Also, on our website, we have a little My Chingo widget. You just go to the contact page on our website at thejabbercast.com, and there you find a little button that says record your message now, and that'll take you to a different page, and you can just keep recording your message until you're happy with it, and then once you're happy with what you've recorded on your computer, just hit the submit button, and we'll get it.
That's right, an easy way for you to contact us and leave us an audio message.
Yes.
So that's some personal ways of contacting us, but of course, you can contact us live at Showtime.
Right.
Right here at the station at
977-54321. I don't know what the phone
number is. -64, extension 5.
Yeah, something or other.
Or from Detroit, 313-222-761. HVX. The X is silent. You don't want to hit that button. We were in the snack department is where we were.
Yes, we were.
And I want to move on to cereal, though, because there's some cool cereals when you were a kid. And I think probably all or most of them exist still, don't they? I mean, Captain Crunch was cool. And it wasn't Captain Crunch. It was Captain Crunch.
Captain. Hey, Captain.
Hi, Captain.
Yeah, that's who it was. There were some really good commercials back then, too, for Captain Crunch.
Was there? I don't really know if I remember the commercials.
Oh, yeah. Commercials were cool.
And that's something that actually is commercials to talk about. Captain Crunch and another one that I do kind of remember the commercials was the little Lucky Charms, dude.
Oh, yeah. They still have those.
They taste a little different, look a little different. They added some marshmallows, I think. Count Chocula.
Ooh.
That was cool. Frankenberry, Booberry.
That was a
take. I don't know if they have them all now.
That was a take on Lucky Charms.
Yeah, sort of.
Mixing the cereal with some marshmallow sweetness in there. Yeah, there was Booberry, Frankenberry, and
Count Chocula.
Count Chocula, thank you.
And the Cap'n Crunch eventually came out with Crunchberry, I think it was called. Cap'n Crunchberry. And it had little red things in it.
Oh, right. And they were very good, too. I like that.
Yeah.
High sugar content, for sure.
Corn Pops, Fruit Loops. Mm. And they still make all that today. I can't recall really anything that's Frosted Flakes, Tony the Tiger. Oh, yeah. They're great!
See, we're all victims of marketing as well.
Oh, yeah. The Tiger, you gotta have it. The Tiger cartoon jumping around, Tony the Tiger. They're great. Obviously, they're great. Gotta have them. Mom?
Go get them.
To the cereal department.
That's right. I remember I went to a tour. Have you ever done the tour of Kellogg's in London, Ontario?
No.
No. I remember going there and having Frosted Flakes fresh off the line.
Well, Kellogg's is from somewhere over in Michigan. Battle Creek, Michigan is where Kellogg's is.
Kalamazoo.
The main thing is Battle Creek, Michigan.
Isn't it Kalamazoo?
Period.
Oh, it's Battle Creek. Of course it is. Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
But I don't know what's the Canadian thing. We made the cereal over here too?
Yes. Because they can't import cereal from the United States.
They can't. Import everything else from the United States.
No, there's...
You're imported from the United States.
Yes, I am. But the Kellogg's... There's a Kellogg's factory out there near London somewhere.
Hmm.
Yeah, I remember going there as a kid. And that's a memory I'll never forget. Tasting that, I was like, oh my goodness, this is the best thing I've ever eaten. Give me some milk right now. And they make the cornflakes there too. All the flake stuff. That was the flake place.
What we were discussing last was... Hey, throwing a curveball at you.
You sure were. You sure did.
The cereals, wasn't it?
We were into cereals.
Yeah. Well, of course we were into cereals. Still am.
Okay. Here's the deal.
What's the deal?
My family says cereal. Cereal.
Cereal?
As in killer.
Cereal.
As in number.
Cereal.
Yeah.
Well, it's said the same. Cereal. Cereal.
Now you're saying cereal.
Cereal.
Yeah.
Cereal.
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 Yeah, cereal.
That's like something that's unreal. Surreal.
Surreal. Depends where you put the accent.
But or if a knighted man with the last name Real is surreal.
Surreal.
How about syrup syrup? That's Canadian French syrup thing. Syrup syrup. Look at the bottles.
How about
syrup? Let's talk about syrup.
Sir mix a lot.
Let's not even talk about syrup. What's that? Mr. McCleary? Sir mix it up a lot. You sure mix it up a lot.
You were saying something about syrup?
Oh, I was just saying
syrup. Now, is it syrup or is it syrup?
It's tomato syrup. I was going to say tomato syrup. Maple syrup. Syrup.
Is it syrup or is it syrup?
Well, it depends on what part of the county you're from.
That's right.
What county. Tree you get it out of.
That's right. If it's
syrup.
Maple syrup.
Yeah, maple. Oh, yeah. Maple. Number one, number two.
What do you mean number one, number two?
I got to go to the bathroom.
Oh.
No, maple syrup, there's different numbers of its grade.
Oh, right. Yeah,
know
of course.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. A buddy of mine down the road.
Or medium, it'll say, or something.
He helps a friend of his make maple syrup.
Ooh.
It's a lot of work, man. For what you get, like the amount of stuff
you got to be. Pound a nail in a tree and pull it out. That's sucking.
That's the easy part. The tree stuff is easy. It's actually making the syrup once you get it back to the shack.
I wouldn't get it back to the shack.
You'd eat that's sad.
I'd be spinning circles. Yeah, you got to boil it and everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to boil it down into its finest, finest, finest.
How about Ladyfinger cookies? Cookies are, like, there were some cool cookies when you were a kid. How about vanilla wafers? Those are neat. You can still get them.
Sure.
But that was something that you think about when you were a kid. Ladyfingers. They were like little thin style, not a round cookie, long a little bit, like and then it had chocolate on top. Or cross chocolate kind of dropped on, sort of.
I used to eat them like this.
Yeah. Or the ones that were like the wafer cookies that are thin like that.
Oh, yeah.
And you could eat that like that.
Yeah.
And you can type like that. My left front tire sounds like that, actually.
You got a stone in it?
No. We check for that. I have some uneven wear.
How does that
happen? And on my tire.
You know what that happens.
How does that happen?
Well, ever since you had your shoulder thing, I've been...
Well, yeah. It's all on the left side.
Yeah.
What's up with that? Somebody's going to pay for this. Heavily.
Bell Simpatico.
Simpatico? What's that got to do with anything?
Someone's going to pay. Might as well make Bell pay.
Sing! I don't know. For those of you that might have just joined us, you're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. And of course, you can visit our website, www.thejabbercast.com. You can email us at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com.
In today's topic, we're talking about nostalgic stuff.
Yeah, nostalgic stuff from when we were kids. Candy and food and toys and things. And we haven't even got onto the toys yet. Toys, games, and such. Had a lot of fun when we were kids, I would say.
With toys.
Sure.
CJAM 91.5 FM.
So we're out of the food. I was just getting hungry.
Oh, okay. Were you?
Yeah.
Speaking of hunger, I'm going to have a little sip of my green tea.
All right. When you think of toys when you were a kid, I remember listening to a radio show, the Jeff and Lana show, and they were talking Lana was talking about when she was a kid, and the stuff that she used to play with, and they seemed to improvise a lot over there.
Yeah, European upbringing. I think things are a little different there.
Especially in that part of Europe, I have to think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Jeff and Lana show you can find through BigJD.com if you want to listen to some...
Jeff and Lana.
Jeff and Lana. What's the first thing that comes to mind when somebody mentions nostalgic toys or something, a toy that you had when you were a kid?
Tinker Toys.
Tinker Toys. Beautiful. Just beautiful.
It was a well-designed thing for...
Neat. It was the little dowels with the round things with the holes, and you make... It's like a early... I don't even know if it was earlier version of Lego. Was Lego around longer?
I don't know. I think
Lego... Lego my ego.
I think Lego came after, because Tinker Toy was wood.
Yeah.
Real wood.
Yeah, real wood.
Whereas Lego was plastic, and plastics weren't around until, you know, 50s.
Well, I remember when I was a kid playing with the wooden clothespins of my grandmother's. The ones that you squeeze that had the spring, and then the other ones that were just a
slotted piece of wood.
Exactly.
Yeah. You didn't play with the slotted piece of wood, did you?
Well, of course I played with it. Why wouldn't I?
What would you do with that?
I don't remember. You could put them together. You know what I mean? Just do stuff. I don't remember. Do stuff. You could hook it onto one of the other ones and stuff. And I remember I have a picture somewhere of my dad with a million clothespins in his hair.
I mean,
lay on the back porch floor of my grandmother's and play with clothespins. With my dad and everything. He was a big kid.
Just like you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Still a kid. Thanks. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. I worked at a Toys R Us for I don't know how long.
Were you on the floor or were you in the back?
I hope you both, actually.
No.
Yeah, I worked on on the floor was stocking and stuff like that.
Right. You weren't actually talking to people.
I was, yeah. People would ask me things and so forth. I had the smock on and everything, that striped yellow and orange and white smock that they wore. And I would have people come up to me, excuse me, miss, because I had a ponytail. And I'd turn around and they go, ooh, sorry. I'd say, what do you mean you're sorry? No, I'm just kidding. But I did have a ponytail and it confused people when they came up to me from the backside.
Well, then you know all about toys.
Yeah, I do know quite a bit about toys.
What do you remember about toys when you were working at Toys R Us? What was the big toy back then? That had to be at least 20 years ago.
Oh, geez. I don't even know. I can't remember what the big toy was at the time or anything like that. I would know then, too. If I really sit and think about it and let listeners enjoy some dead air space for a while.
No, we don't.
I could probably figure it out. But when I was a kid, it was like Smash Up Derby.
That was
awesome. Mm-hmm. And SSP Racers.
What was that?
They were like the Smash Up Derby ones. I think they were made by the same company or something. And I'm not sure if they were. But you put the plastic thing in the top and you pull it out. And it runs it makes the wheels spin and you let it go.
Yeah.
And the Smash Up Derbies were like that, I think. You pulled the thing and then you let the cars go. And then they'd go up the ramps and smash in each other and stuff, or just hit each other on the floor and bust into a million pieces. And you go scramble for the pieces, put it back together, and do it again.
That was good marketing. Because, before that, they had them, and the kids were trying to smash them up. And they said, these kids are trying to smash these toys. Let's just make them so they can
bust them. Yeah. That's great.
It was a good feeling.
And if you think about it, was there really anything else after that that was, you know, something that you were supposed to break? Not really. How about Rock'em Sock'em Robots?
It's another thing you're supposed to take apart.
Block is knocked off. Yeah.
You knocked my block off.
That's right.
Yeah. And they still, no, they don't have those.
I don't think you can get that now, no, but that was pretty neat. And I saw one of the Rock'em Sock'em robots on like a Ford Tough commercial or something. He's punching the front of the Ford.
Oh, really?
And then all of a sudden his block gets knocked off because the Ford, like, won.
Oh,
and,
sure.
And it's one of the, it's like the green Rock'em Sock'em guy, really big. That's pretty neat. But Rock'em Sock'em robot, it was Battling Tops. Do you remember that? It was like a little around arena thing.
I have a picture of us playing Battle Tops.
You do?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was my birthday, I think.
We'll see if we can get that put up on the CJAM site.
Sure. No,
that's cool, though, man.
No, we put it on the Jabbercast website.
I have a friend of mine that's got pictures of him on the Boblo boat with his mom and dad and stuff. That's pretty cool for nostalgicism.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The Boblo boat.
And Boblo was cool. And that's some nostalgic history now because it doesn't exist anymore. It doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, right. And you used to go to Boblo at least once a summer?
Yeah, I used to go to Boblo, yeah. Sure. The big Boblo boat. And I always hated the little Boblo boat. I didn't like taking that because that wasn't the real one. Remember the Boblo ferry?
Ferry, yeah.
And then they had the big Boblo boat, the big one.
Right. We would take the ferry all the time. We drive to Amherstburg. Well, I remember. Do you remember Slinky? Do you have a Slinky?
Oh, did I ever have a Slinky?
Did I ever?
Yeah, Slinky was cool, man.
For sure.
What's the song there?
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Slinky, Slinky, fun for a girl and a boy, or whatever. Or am I thinking log? Spread and Stimpy. Log, log, fun for a girl and a boy. No, but Slinky was that same thing. Slinky, it's Slinky. Whoa, what a wonderful toy. It's up and down and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, something like that. But anyways,
that's pretty good.
And it would go down the stairs. And then they came out with plastic ones, smaller ones, colored ones and things. But the original was the cool one.
Yeah.
And yo-yos, the original old yo-yo.
How old is it? How old is the yo-yo?
My uncle gave me a butterfly yo-yo that put battery in and lit up. It was cool. True. Yo-yo's old.
Yeah.
And yo-yo was like, came out in BC time.
Really?
No, I don't know. You'd have to look that up on the internet. But I imagine there was some kind of string and wood game back then.
You'd have to think so. Because that's a pretty...
stick clocks.
It's a concept that's been around forever.
Sure.
What was the other one I was thinking of? Nerf balls.
Oh, yeah. Nerf football.
Nerf football.
Those are cool. They had the small one, but I like the full-size Nerf football was really cool.
Yeah.
And then they had other small Nerf balls, Nerf basketball thing. And then they made them for people's office so they can hang a little basketball net up and throw Nerf balls into it.
What kind of marketing is that? Here, I think I have a piece of sponge here.
Yeah, let's make a fortune off it.
Let's put it in a box and sell it.
Yeah. Isn't that incredible?
That is incredible. That's good marketing.
Barrel of Monkeys? Your cat drinks out of a Barrel of Monkey thing, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's good to remember that.
Yeah, I'll never forget that.
If you go in our bathroom right now, the bottom of the Barrel of Monkeys thing is in there with water in it right now.
You don't mistakenly go to the bathroom in that, do you?
I don't use it. No.
I would, but I don't.
You would never be able to.
Only when I'm here.
That's a pretty small thing to aim at.
Yeah. Fruity Pebbles, though. Remember that? Flintstones cereal?
Oh, you're back to the cereal aisle again.
Yeah, I slipped back into the cereal aisle from the snack department. Fruity Pebbles.
I think that was just after,
Chocolatey Pebbles.
Yeah, that I think it was after.
Flintstone Chewables.
After I was into the... I stopped being into the sugar cereal.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That was just a little...
I think it was later on, though, a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. Then again, I was a little behind you, probably.
A little bit. But the Flintstones were obviously still cooking then.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. They took a cartoon and attached it to...
A cereal. And vitamins.
And vitamins, that's
probably
right.
Some other things that I can't recall.
That's interesting. You don't see that too often. You know? A really well-known cartoon character licensed to food. And it's part of the thing. Like, you know, it's Pebbles.
Yeah, back then you did. I think they even had cigarette commercials and stuff, Flintstones back then. Like, there was, old black and white things. Yeah, you can find that on the internet, YouTube. Yeah, this is some cool stuff, man. It's all old school.
It's old school. Smoking with the boys upstairs when I heard about the
first man.
That was Steely Dan.
My Old School from Countdown to Ecstasy CD.
Nice. My Old School. Mary. Did you know a Mary in school?
You know, I never had any Marys.
I don't think I can really recall a Mary myself.
No,
no. Isn't that Mary. Funny? And that's like a, one of the most common names ever, Mary.
It was at one time.
I guess. Maybe preschool.
Yeah. Like my mom's...
Did you go to preschool? Sorry.
No, I didn't.
Your mom's...
Her real name was Mary.
Oh, yeah?
And
my parents had friends named Mary and stuff. I didn't really have.
But her name was Jackie. That's the name she took on.
Oh, that's one of those Rocky Raccoon things. Her name was Bessie, but everyone called her Nancy, and her real name was Josie.
And my sister, her real name was Mary Janice LaPlante, and she didn't like Mary, so she called herself Janice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with Mary? I think Mary's cool.
So that's probably what the deal was with all the chicks in our old school.
Maybe, yeah. Their names were Mary, and they changed them.
They all changed
their
yeah.
middle name. And not everybody has a middle name, but... What was I asking you?
You're pointing at me.
I was asking you something about Mary and then...
Joseph.
And then...
Jesus.
And then... No. I was asking you something about if you knowing a Mary, and then it was leading somewhere, but I can't remember what it is. What we like to, especially for new listeners that may not know what we do exactly at some point in time in our show, is we have this thing called the Jabber Quote.
Yes.
And what we do there is we're supplied Jabber Quotes by the infamous Stephen Larry.
From,
we can give them a plug. Sure.
Sure. Out in Pasadena, California.
That's right. Corner of Wabash and Strabane.
Yes. They sell used goods there.
Used candy. Stephen Larry's used candy. Wabash and Strabane. Pasadena. Cala, Texas.
Cala, Texas. What's that?
Well, they're in both Pasadenas.
Oh, there's a Pasadena, Texas?
Isn't there?
Not that I know of.
I'm thinking of something else. What is it? Pesos.
El Paso.
El Paso. So what we do is we have a jabber quote in every show, and we kind of break apart, dissect, if you will, a quote of some kind. And our jabber quote of the week this week from wonderful Stephen Larry is...
Life is like a box of chocolates.
You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that something? And that's out of the movie with Tom Hanks, Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump.
And he actually, that was a quote, I guess that kind of he made up for the movie.
Sure.
I don't think that ever, I don't know if that ever came up ever before. Is it a real thing or not? Or did he make that up? But
I don't know if he made it up. Maybe he's been told that himself.
Maybe. Life's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
That's right.
And so... What does that mean exactly?
Well, I think if you open your mind to a full life.
Wow.
Well, I'm saying if you're a closed mind person, life is not like a box of chocolate. Life is like a chocolate bar. the whole thing tastes the same. It's all good and whatever. Mm-hmm. But if you open your mind, if you have an open mind to what you're going to do in your, with your life, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what's going to be around the corner, what's going to happen the next day.
Yeah, I think simply that's just exactly what it means, is that through life, it's a bunch of surprises. You know, we don't know what's going to happen from one day to the next, 1 minute to the next.
Nope.
So life is like a box of chocolates, because you open a box of chocolates and you never know what you're going to get.
That's right.
Unless it's those ones that come with the display card inside there or something, or on the back, and it tells you what's in them.
Yes.
Then life is not like a box of chocolates.
No.
Or a box of chocolates is not like life.
That's
deep.
That is deep, yes.
That's a quote from Big JD. A box of chocolates is not like life.
So we'll have to use that again some other time.
That's right.
Okay, that's this week's Jabber quote, brought to you by Stephen Larry.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you want to wrap up the Nostalgia Cast show?
By letting listeners know what they can expect from the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo next week.
All right.
And next week's show is going to be on wall climbing.
Really?
And other unusual sport activities.
Okay, so it's unusual sport activities?
Yeah. Sure. It isn't really, but...
Okay.
Welcome to the world of Big JD and Lippo.
Okay. We do have some topic for an actual...
We have a real thing, yeah. But, you know, of course, we did this demo for CJAM.
Right.
CJAM 91.5 FM. You know, I just want to make mention of a few other nostalgic games, like Rebound.
Oh, Rebound, right.
That's something that most people probably don't even know existed.
No, I spent many hours on Rebound, though.
It was a long board thing with elastics on the right and left side, kind of, so that you could put throw this ball bearing with a round plastic thing down, and it would hit an elastic, go to the other elastic, and come down the other side like a shuffleboard thing, and you get your points there.
Yes.
That was kind of neat. I loved that game.
I loved it, too.
Sorry was a neat game when I was a kid.
Sure.
Uno?
Uno.
Remember that? A little card game of some kind?
I never played it as a kid, but one of the first girls I dated, she played with her parents. And
her name wasn't Mary, was it?
Nope, it wasn't. Okay. And I won't mention her name.
Oh.
but what surprised me...
I won't mention his, her name.
Is Lana, she said she played chess as a kid.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
That is something.
And again, that's Lana from the Jeff and Lana Show. Visit BigJD.com.
I remember there was this one kid in grade 8, Jeff Peach. He used to play... chess. He used to play against our grade 8 teacher, Mr. Arsenault, and he would beat him often.
And now I wonder if somebody like that plays chess today.
Exactly. Does he play chess today?
Is he a genius at chess, or does he forget how to play, maybe?
Do you know how to play chess?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about backgammon? Do you like backgammon?
Never played backgammon. Never will.
Never will?
No, I don't like the looks of it.
What?
Don't it's like the thing, and he's... throw stuff in this little pointed things inside a case. It's always a case, and it always looked like a, I don't know, something about it was just yuppie to me, and I wasn't into it.
Yuppie. Okay, sure.
Yeah, although you could say I've done and or been into yuppie things, I suppose, but I mean, I don't know. I just, it was never, it was always seemed like a grown-up thing. I don't know.
Okay. My brother, who I just went and visited in BC, he is a backgammon holic. He plays online.
Yeah.
He'll get up in the morning, no word of a lie, and when he's drinking his coffee in the morning, he's on the computer playing backgammon every day. And before he goes to bed...
It's a very popular thing, I know that.
He plays always before he goes to bed.
Wow.
Yeah.
And another thing like that was a thing I'd never played, and it just comes to mind when backgammon's mentioned, is cribbage. The thing with the pins in it and all around, they play the cards like...
Reminds me of cabbage, just the name of it.
Yeah, cabbage.
Do you like cabbage?
Which reminds me of money. I love spending cabbage.
Then there's the Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yeah, and there is, yes.
Which is another nostalgic toy.
Then there's actual cabbage soup.
Sure.
The cabbage soup diet.
Talk about flatulence.
We're going to give you the recipe next week on the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. No, we're not.
No.
Turn your radio on, turn your radio on, and listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on, turn your radio on, heaven's glory share, heaven's glory share. Turn the lights down low, turn the lights down low, and listen to the master's radio.
Get in touch with God,
get in touch with God, turn your radio on, turn your radio on.
You shouldn't be here. Get out of here, you
orphans of America.
Basically, the government is trying our entire generation.
We are the other people. We are
part of a new culture, a new nation.
We'd had to put Ben Franklin's Tory son, William, in jail.
They've cut off all his hair in jail.
He's being hit by billy clubs. They're kicking him. They're jumping on him. It's unbelievable.
Tremendous attacks on the cultural.
The conspiracy.
The government is trying our entire generation.
The conspiracy.
And the pursuit of happiness.
Everywhere I hear the sound of
the
conspiracy.
Conspiracy.
Conspiring to
conspire. Broadcasting to the Windsor, Detroit area from the University of Windsor campus. This is CJAM 91.5 FM.
There you have this week's Jabbercast, and we thank you all for listening.
And we'll see you again next week.
That's right.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.